Isabel Tolliver McKinney was a lively 15-year-old who produced an online magazine and played the mandolin handed down by her grandfather. She loved her friends, her little sister Ava, and her parents.
Hey, Daddy. Happy Father's Day. I know you probably don't have any service right now and are busy dropping Ava off at camp. I miss you, and I will see you when I get back on Wednesday. And then it will be Father's Day all over again, because every day is Father's Day. Am I right?
Like many teenagers, she struggled with acne. Her mother, Tasha Tolliver, took her to a dermatologist who prescribed an antibiotic.
Within a week, her skin had cleared up greatly. The Bactrim was working. But a couple of weeks later, she started to have low to moderate grade fevers.
She developed an itchy rash, was hospitalized, taken off the antibiotic, and given steroids. But when she came off those drugs, her symptoms returned.
Her fevers persisted. In fact, they got worse. Her rash morphed into a purple, bruised-like appearance, and then gradually moved down her legs, and eventually the skin on her hands and her feet would just peel right off. Her face was so swollen that she looked like she had been beaten up in a boxing match. She had fluid coming out of her ears. She had thrush, and she could barely eat or drink.
Doctors disagreed about what could be causing her problems, but tests showed her major organs were under attack.
We heard all kinds of things thrown out, like Epstein-Barr virus, mono, lupus, autoimmune disease.
But Izzy thought she knew where this was heading.
She tells me that she is dying. You know, of course, I say, you're going to be okay. And she says it several times.
She died in the hospital, where an autopsy showed she had an uncommon condition called DRESS, an acronym for a drug reaction with eosinophilia and systemic symptoms.
We had never heard of this term. It did not sound like the severe, horrible condition that it actually is.
It's a delayed but extreme autoimmune reaction to any number of common medications, antibiotics, mood stabilizers, and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Experts think it strikes as many as 1 in 1,000 people who take certain medications, and it's deadly in about 10% of cases. In her grief, Tasha Tolliver spent years reading medical journals, attending conferences, and poring over Izzy's medical records.
I was obsessed with finding the answers.
She learned that a genetic test can identify patients at increased risk for DRESS if given certain drugs, and had Izzy's case been diagnosed properly, other treatments might have saved her. She also found a telltale sign that doctors had missed. DRESS can cause reactivation of the herpes virus, which commonly lies dormant in human tissues.
Not only did she have a viral reactivation of HHV6, her reading was out the roof.
Today, Tasha, her husband, and a California mother who lost her daughter hope to better educate the medical community and the public about DRESS syndrome. They formed a foundation and have produced an 11-part podcast featuring experts from around the world. I'm Sandy Houseman.